Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's what they call me around here, and much deserved, too, Mr. Humble. Welcome back, 34 after the hour. We're having... We're going to have a great visit with a new friend. Stephen Ricciuto is here. Stephen is a managing director and chief economist at Mizuho Securities. He's the author of Symptomatic to Systemic and also Disequilibrium. That's another one of his books. He is oft quoted and oft published author of ideas on all things economic and monetary. And he's here to join us today as we conduct our FedWatch show, because as you know, this is the second day of the current Federal Reserve Board's meeting, and this is the day for the first time in, I guess 11 years, they're going to do something unique, something they haven't done in a long time. Stephen Ricciuto, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
It's good to have you here. So what do you think? I mean, today is it a big deal, or is it much ado about nothing? Tell the audience what I'm talking about.
I think what you're looking at today is a situation where people have gotten themselves bent out of shape about what the Fed is going to do in the financial markets. Yes, cutting interest rates will have an effect on holding up excess valuations in the equity market. But beyond that, the reality of the situation is the U.S. economy is functioning fine, and the interest rate environment of 25-50 basis points is going to have a limited effect on small businesses and on corporate businesses in general and our households in general, because basically people's durations of their borrowing are longer than this, and
that's exactly
the drop
right.
in interest rates have no effect on liquidity.
That's exactly right.
The
interest rates right now and a quarter up or a quarter down is absolutely a non-event on Main Street. And as you indicated, for most of corporate America as well, it seems like that the Fed, I've never seen the Fed so seemingly responsive to Wall Street. What do you think? Am I wrong about that?
Well, I think you have in this environment is a situation where there's been so much political pressure imposed on the Federal Reserve. And there's a lot of uncertainty in the situation that's taking place, because policymakers are being forced to think about the world differently than they've ever thought about it before, because we now live in a world of excess supply. And the excess supply is exerting downward pressure on pricing power, and that's then holding back income in many, many parts of the economy, and that's creating the wider divergence between the haves and the have-nots.
And I want to talk about
wrapped up into the social environment.
I absolutely want to talk about that excess of supply in the next segment, because it's important to talk about that, because it looks different today than it did, say, 40 years ago when we had a different kind of excess. But in the meantime, back to the Fed, what the Fed's going to do, everybody expects them to lower rates a quarter of a point. What do you think the reaction is going to be? Do you think they'll do that? And what do you think the reaction is going to be when they do?
Well, I'm still holding out hope that the Federal Reserve does something more intelligent than that. There are people who, like myself, think that basically the Fed's gotten themselves into a box and they need a break out of this box in terms of cutting interest rates. And most people would sit there and say, well, do 50 as opposed to doing 25.
Wow.
Again, interest rates have an effect on the economy through confidence and through liquidity. The liquidity piece of the equation is over and done with. It's not functioning.
Right.
So will it have an effect on confidence? Yes. The reality of the situation is we don't need to stimulate confidence, because confidence is at a very high level.
That's right.
What we need to do is arm the economy against inflation.
Well, what bothers me, Stephen, this is how it affects small businesses, is lower rates stimulates the stock market. And you and I both know the stock market is not connected to the economy anymore. It is no longer, it's only a leading indicator of itself. It's no longer a leading indicator of the economy, the stock market. And so when they stimulate something, in my opinion, is dysfunctional and is erratic and is as I don't know, any other names I can come up with, as the stock market, as Wall Street, that's dangerous for small businesses. What do you think? My thoughts.
Well, the reality of the situation is you get into an environment in where you raise the valuations of companies and you create an environment by cutting interest rates that allows those companies that have been heavily involved in debt, zombie companies, to continue to function.
Right. That's exactly right.
And they
right.
shouldn't be allowed to continue to function. And this is where the Fed gets itself into problems. They've been doing this repeatedly since 1990. And it's each time they do it, it ends badly. And this is likely to be another one of those cases.
I've got to take a quick break. Stephen Ricciuto is with us, folks. He's with Mizuho Securities. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.